Suddenly, Roald puts aside his food.
Good grief! I've just thought on. If they follow the stream course, they're bound to come out in the woodlands right by Great Aunt Lollery's cottage. Oh, dearie me, doesn't bear thinking about, does it?
Tag stood up, quickly putting together enough food to eat as they travelled.
You'd best show us the way to your nurse's cottage, Roald.
The hedgehog picked up his carved sycamore club.
Do you think I shall need this? It's fearfully heavy, and I've never had cause to use it before. I'm not sure I could, really.
Nimbalo stood tapping his tail impatiently.
Sling it away, mate. No use toting a club even you can't use it.
Roald put the weapon aside gingerly.
Quite. Follow me, please.
He set out across the flatlands. Tag scratched his head, bemused.
I thought you said your nurse lived in the woodlands close to the stream bank. What are we going this way for? Wouldn't it be best to follow the course of the stream?
Roald wiggled his eyebrows knowingly.
Most creatures would think that, my friend. A common misconception, I fear. Over the seasons, I've found this route the shorter by a considerable time. The stream course meanders and winds far too much. Trust me, my way is altogether more convenient.
Tag could see the woodland fringe through the layers of midday heat haze.
Looks like he's right,
he murmured to Nimbalo.
This is a quicker way.
Ah, it probably is, mate,
the harvest mouse whispered out the corner of his mouth.
But I just wish old Roald would give his face a rest. He could talk the leg off in a table.
The hedgehog smiled patronisingly at Nimbalo.
I could not help but overhear your remark, friend Nimbalo. Quite incorrect, of course. It would take physical force to remove a table leg. However, as to my verbosity, I fear you are right. When deprived of company, one tends to practice the art of conversation far more than one normally would. Had you seen my abode prior to its present state, you would have promptly noticed the absence of birds, bees, wasps, midges, and sundry other creatures frequenting the area. They invariably leave after listening to my interminable prattling. Forthright by name and forthright by nature, as Great Aunt Lollery often says. I speak my mind, you see, always and often, ever since infancy.
Tag and Nimbalo strode out with a will, speeding up their pace and leaving the talkative Roald behind.